From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The U.S. Congressional Budget Office says 14 million people will lose their health insurance coverage next year if Congress approves a Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. The nonpartisan CBO released its report Monday on the cost of carrying out President Donald Trump's campaign pledge to overhaul the system put in place by his predecessor, Barack Obama. Mr. Trump and other Republicans say the current system is too expensive and unfairly forces people to buy health insurance. The CBO report says if the Republican plan is adopted, the number of uninsured people would rise by 14 million to a total of 41 million by 2018. British Prime Minister Theresa May addressed Parliament Tuesday, a day after lawmakers gave her approval to begin Britain's exit from the European Union.
So, Mr. Speaker, this is not a moment to play politics or create uncertainty. It is a moment to bring our country together, to honour the will of the British people and to shape for them a better, brighter future and a better Britain. And I commend this statement to the House.
The exit process is expected to take about 2 years as British and EU officials negotiate exactly how to unwind the government and economic partnerships that come with EU membership. Scotland's First Minister took a step closer Monday to breaking up the United Kingdom by announcing she intends to begin the legal process of holding a new independence referendum for the Scots. At a news conference in Edinburgh, Nicola Sturgeon said it's the right thing to give the Scots an opportunity to express their opinion following Brexit. This is VOA News.